Hallelujah, I've been exonerated. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. Over the last 10 years, I've made no secret on the air about the fact that I enjoy good beer, particularly microbreweries who make a great IPA. And whether you enjoy a pint of Pilsner, a stein of Stout, or a mug of Maibock, the question beer drinkers around the world have asked for years, can beer be good for you? Researcher on the topic, Michael McCullough of Cal Polytech State University.
Press release is about a paper we did in Choices, which talks to the USDA dietary guidelines treats alcohol, and in specific beer. If you look at the way things have done and the way that the U.S., especially from the federal government standpoint, has viewed alcohol, it's always been very negative. And there's a lot of really positive research on both the medical side, and then we've got some stuff that combine medical research and economic research and sales data to show that there's a lot of real positive aspects of beer drinking. In particular, good beer drinking in a healthy way. Part of the article that we did in Choices was to really argue that the federal government, in terms of the dietary guidelines, can take a more active approach to educate Americans about how it can be a part of the healthy diet and how, when you consume, especially in a binge way, it negates some of those healthy aspects of it. So it's a lot like red meat. There's good things of it, but if you eat a lot of it, it's not good. In particular, there's a lot of research about some really, really great things at it. There's some research about the benefits of compound that's found in hops. It's been shown to fight cancer and be really good for the skin.
If it sparks.